This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of ICA Global Cooperative Conference 2024. The participants are Pankaj Kumar Bansal, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Cooperation, and Santosh Tiwari, Economic Analyst. Moderator is Vaibhav J. Srivastav, Anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, that is ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On this occasion, Mr. Modi launched a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025, to discuss on the significance of International Cooperative Alliance Global Cooperative Conference 2024, we have with us two esteemed guests, Sri Pankaj Kumar Bansalji, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Cooperation, and Sri Santosh Tiwari, Senior Economic Analyst. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
My first question is Mr. Bansal, what is the significance of the International Cooperative Alliance, the Global Cooperative Conference 2024, and especially in the context of the fact that it's happening in India for the first time in its 130 years long history?
It's a great thing that first time in the history of International Cooperative Alliance, this global conference and their General Assembly happening in India first time, and in the light of when Government of India has taken the initiative and started this Ministry of Cooperation 3 years back, and Government of India has taken large number of initiative to promote and to develop and to take forward the cooperative movement in India. So this conference and General Assembly will take the movement forward. In addition to that, this year, United Nations has declared that 2025 will be the International Year of Cooperatives. And this conference, Honorable Prime Minister has announced formally that next year is going to be the International Year of Cooperatives. And certainly, our whole plethora of cooperative societies in India, where 29 crore people are attached, it will give emphasis to them and it will take to the new heights where the Ministry of Cooperation is trying now.
Mr. Tiwari, your thoughts on the same, the importance of the Cooperative Alliance and the fact that the year 2025 will now be the International Year of Cooperatives.
Yeah, Vaibhav, this is happening at the right moment, especially in the context of whatever is happening globally and also in terms of India. The cooperative movement has been part of India's ethos, India's culture, India's freedom movement. And now when India is into a new development story, it is carving a growth story, which is expected to make India a developed country by 2047. Cooperative movement and what the government is doing for cooperatives is quite significant, and it is expected to be one of the bedrocks of India growth story in next few years. And if Prime Minister Narendra Modi is outlining the very fact that India has the Ministry of Cooperation and government will put in extra emphasis on development of cooperatives and utilizing them as a vehicle for India growth story, the significance of the whole effort, you know, is quite visible. And India has 8 lakh cooperatives even now. As Mr. Bansal said, 30 crore people are attached to Indian cooperatives. And the very fact that 98% of rural population in India is covered by cooperatives, the significance of cooperatives, it's quite significant.
Mr. Bansal, the Union Cooperation Minister, Sri Amit Shah, who was also present at the inauguration, the conference, has said that India has emerged as a global leader in the cooperative movement. He also said that the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi's mantra is Sahakar Se Samriddhi, which aims to make the nation's cooperative institutions self-reliant and robust. So how important is the movement or the revolutionary stance of Make in India in this context? And how important would it be in the longer run in not just generating a great amount of revenue, but also a significant number of jobs?
Let me tell you here, as Honorable Prime Minister told today, that Sangh or Saha, these are the two things which are there from our ancient time. And our economy and well-being of people just cannot be with the growing economy, but we have to take the people, especially the poorest among the poor, with us, so they are fully utilized, and they are the wealth creator, they are the wealth owner, and it is the cooperative which provides them the ownership of the wealth, their contribution into that. And as you know, cooperatives, they give the maximum profit to their members. So with this, and when India is going into growth story and taking cooperative with this growth story and taking all poor rural people together. As Honorable Prime Minister told today, that it is not only the India who is welcoming the delegates. It is the farmers, all Pashupalak, all women and all young generation, which is connecting with the technology, these cooperatives. On behalf of them, he was welcoming all the delegates. So that itself tells us that which direction we are going.
Rightly said, Mr. Bansal, that we are not just making the people stand up for themselves and creating great amount of wealth, but we are also, through cooperatives, giving that same wealth back to the people. A great step indeed for a country which is poised to be the third largest economy very soon. Mr. Tiwari, your thoughts on the fact that how important is inclusivity in today's context, and the fact that cooperatives reach the nooks and corners of the country and not just promote Make in India, not just promote self-reliance, but also is promoting women empowerment in so many ways that we cannot even fathom.
Exactly. These are two elements which are very, very central and core to cooperative movement and what the Indian government is doing. The first one, as you said, is that India growth story has to be an inclusive, equitable and sustainable growth story. And nothing better than cooperative working or functioning, you know, ensures inclusive, equitable and sustainable development. So making cooperative movement part of the next stage of India growth story in itself, you know, ensures in a huge way that the growth story will be an inclusive and sustainable one. And to that, the added element is if you are taking along two most important areas or two important segments of Indian economy, which are farmers and women in the cooperative movement, then you are ensuring that this whole sustainable development and inclusive development gets strengthened. 60% of the cooperative movement today is fed by women. And the government is trying to ensure that they have now the required part in the management of cooperatives also. As far as farmers are concerned, the whole rural ecosystem based on the cooperative platform is getting changed, getting digitized to provide all kinds of services in the rural areas, which will embolden profitability of cooperative sectors and also embolden profitability of farming operations, agriculture, boosting in a way, in turn, you know, Indian economy.
Mr. Bansal, the Honorable Prime Minister has time and again said that youth are the cornerstone or the central piece of India's growth story. Even Honorable Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the cooperative movement holds immense potential as a transformative tool for uplifting those who lack capital or have only a paltry sum of savings. We have seen that through Startup India and many such initiatives, the incumbent government has helped arrange funds for these young startups by these young minds, these potentially charged minds of India. How important are cooperatives in this context, and how do you feel that these young minds will be able to do great things if they're joined within this cooperative movement?
As you know, that young people give the new energy and they take them to the new direction. And with the new generation coming up, so we have to take the next generation also into our fold. So that's why the role of youth becomes very, very important. For this thing, all the programs of Government of India with all ministries which are promoting youth and younger generation like startup, etc., those are being promoted in the same way in the cooperative sector also. It has been extended to the cooperative sector. And as you know, there is a one organization in our cooperative ministry, National Cooperative Development Corporation, which gives the loan to the cooperative societies all over the country. Through that, we are having one scheme called Yuva Sahakar. Under Yuva Sahakar scheme for young cooperatives, we are giving the loans with some interest subvention and with some lot of relaxation also. So that is the way the cooperative department pursuing and taking care of the youth and next generation.
Mr. Tiwari, your thoughts on the same, that how easy it would be for these startups, especially in the fold of cooperatives, will be able to get the required capital for their work and indeed go a long way in India's growth story.
I will bring in cooperative banking and the changes that have happened, and then the way RBI is reforming the whole cooperative banking system. Prime Minister mentioned that 12 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed through cooperative banking system. And something which he has mentioned, that the transparency and the reforms that have been brought in the cooperative banking system, that will go a long way in creating this kind of financial backbone, which will support cooperative movement, which will support the kind of requirements which you are saying. The second part, not only rural areas, but in urban cooperative banking also, lots of changes are happening which will help startups, which will help, you know, different people who would like to utilize this cooperative window to do business or have some self-employment module, etc. There are housing cooperatives also. There are 2 lakh housing cooperative societies in India. So, you know, this whole ecosystem across the board is getting developed. But come back again to your point that, yes, finance still is a problem. And Prime Minister talked about creating a global ecosystem, global platform, you know, which would ensure some sort of strategized financing to cooperatives so that the kind of growth and the kind of role that cooperatives are to play in this ecosystem which we are looking at gets fulfilled.
Mr. Bansal, it is said that approximately out of the whole of the population of the world, 1 out of every 8 people is associated with a cooperative. And together, the cooperatives in the world generated revenue, or it's a whole small economy, of approximately $2.4 trillion. We've time and again seen the Honorable Prime Minister push the great agenda of one district, one product, of promoting the local artisans and artists, and also that he truly believes that India's great products and India's cultural legacy can have a huge and a humongous impact on India's growing export numbers. How important would that be once we reach the zenith, or we continue the great cooperative movement?
As you rightly said, like in the world, 1 of the 8% is connected to the cooperatives. But in India, 1 of the 5% is connected to the cooperatives. And as you rightly said, one district, one product, and making the products to sale online. And recently, Ministry of Cooperation has taken the lead. We have started a national level export society called NCEL, National Cooperative Export Limited. And the sole purpose to export the surplus available in India from the agriculture and agriculture allied sector, from all cooperative sector. So the benefits which is coming because of this export reaches to the beneficiary directly. And there is a clause imparted into the bylaws that 50% of profit will reach to the grower. And I would like to inform here, in the starting of first year itself, we are able to do more than 4,000 crore rupees of export through this thing. And the first year itself, we gave 20% dividend to the cooperative members. So with this, the whole system is coming up from their village level to the international level. We are able to market our products from the cooperatives, and not only nationally, but internationally also.
Mr. Tiwari, your thoughts on the fact that how Indian artisans and Indian products are reaching beyond the borders, and how they are creating a ripple effect in the fact that India's exports are continuously on a rising trajectory.
Vaibhav, one very interesting factor which has not only transformed India's urban economy, but in a huge way, in a big way, India's rural economy and rural areas also, is digitization. The digitization of financial system and the overall digitization of public services, overall reach of your internet everywhere, everything. Today, taking their products to the global market through a website or through different digital channels for any cooperative or any artisan or anybody in the rural areas has become very, very easy. And government has been supporting through various models, not only central government, state governments also is supporting that. Again, I would say that it's a work in progress and it will happen. But one of the most interesting things which is happening and which PM mentioned, and it's so good to note all these things, that now cooperatives are engaged in rural areas in running petrol pumps, to warehousing, to solar panels distribution, and all sorts of things. So all modern technology areas which are reaching rural areas, cooperatives are becoming platform to their promotion. So cooperatives could be a great vehicle, and good that, you know, things are happening in this direction. It's just that it has to be taken to the next level.
So we truly hope that the cooperative movement not just becomes big but great, and it helps the India's growth story in a bigger manner. We truly thank Shri Pankaj Kumar Bansalji, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Cooperation, and Shri Santosh Tiwariji, Economic Analyst, for joining us in this great discussion and enriching the discussion with your valuable insights. Thank you so much for joining with Akashvani.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of ICA Global Cooperative Conference 2024. The participants were Pankaj Kumar Bansal, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Cooperation, and Santosh Tiwari, Economic Analyst. Moderator was Vaibhav J. Srivastav, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.